playing the best songs of all time at Classic Hits 5RM. Trevor Scott here with you on The Breakfast Show for Landmark, Berry and Loxton. And this nearly snuck out underneath my radar, actually. We are actually currently in Carers Week. It started on the 27th, runs right through until Sunday. Carers in our region, people who foster kids, young people, babies, and give them a home, basically. Very important role in our community. There's 15 foster families here in the Riverland that I am aware of. AC Care and Families of South Australia help them all out and keep them happening. Let's find out a little more about it. I do have a foster carer with me on the phone. Helen, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Not bad at all. First of all, hats off to you, congratulations. I don't know how you do it, but thank you that you do, because it's a very special sort of person who can take in young people and care for them as their own.
Yes, really. I agree.
Yeah. And you're one of those. So what is it you do? You are a foster carer here in the Riverland, aren't you?
I am, yes. I have two foster children under the age of two at the moment.
Yep. That's a big ask in itself, two under twos.
That's correct.
Sweet.
Keeps me busy.
Plus, we must also point out that you have some of your own children as well. So
I do. I have three of my own as well. Yes.
So that gives you five all up.
I have five all up, yes.
That you need to care for. So that's pretty amazing. What made you turn to foster care?
Well, I decided I've been working for a very long time, and when my son was younger, before he started kindy, I decided to become a full-time mum, stay at home mum for a while.
Yep.
And I thought, I have all this time to spend with my son, why not include some other children who need a home and have them as well? So that's sort of what made me decide. I think a bit of the advertising that AC Care were doing sort of helped me with that, to inquire about it as well. So yeah.
So you're working in conjunction with AC Care?
Yes, I'm through AC Care. Yep. That's correct.
And I guess you personally must get a whole lot of satisfaction out of this as well by watching these young people, babies basically, to grow up.
Oh, absolutely. Just to see them happy and healthy, and knowing that they're going to have a future, and I can provide for them, you know, a healthy, happy future is fantastic. And just reaching their milestones, like, you know, some of these children who unfortunately don't get a chance to go into care don't get to reach normal milestones that every children can reach, and they're just, you know, leaping ahead in bounds, and they're just, yeah, very happy children. So yeah. It's great.
Yeah, it's absolutely, I don't want to go into the circumstances as to how some of these people come in, you know, these kids need this sort of care, but it's great to know that when circumstances come along, they have somewhere to go.
AC
Care, the people to talk to?
Absolutely. Yes, give them a ring. There's so many different variations in foster care that you can do, so you don't have to take on full-time children. You can do respite care, which not only helps families who have children that need a bit of extra help, or it also helps us carers to have a break as well. But, yeah, you can do short-term. There's so many different variations. You don't have to be a full-time carer. You don't have to be a working mum or stay-at-home mum. You can be a single mum like myself. Like, it doesn't really matter. You can be any kind of family, really, to become a foster carer. So.
And you are getting an awful lot of satisfaction out of it as well. And I guess it reflects back onto your own children as well, whereas they would be feeling a part of all of this also, wouldn't they?
Definitely. Two of my children are in their late teens, and so they're a great help as well, and the kids just adore them. And you have to sort of talk to your family if you decide to become a foster carer and see what sort of situation suits your family the best. And in our situation, we decided younger children under four would be the best for us at the moment.
Yep.
And I've been blessed with two children under two, so... Yes, it's definitely very rewarding.
Absolutely amazing. Now, you do have get-togethers and lots of support from AC Care and Families, I say, to make sure that everything is running smooth and that it's all working out the way that it should. So that is great backup support as well. We should actually give the AC Care phone number so people can ring and find out more information. It's 858-22344. Helen, great to chat with you. Wish I had more time, but I know you've got to get kids off to school. So I'll go to the news, and you, thank you for your work.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Terrific. Helen there, she's a local mum and she's a foster carer as well. If you'd like to know more, if you feel that it's something that you could do, a service that you can give to our community, give them a call on 858-22344. You can go to the website, which is accare.org.au, or find them on Facebook as well. And I tell you what, it is a very, very worthwhile thing to do.